This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey.
Hello. Hi. Hiya. Hey.
Hey, what's good, tipster? How's it going? Tipster, you want to join? You want to have a chat? I know it's kind of sprung up on you, but if you're willing, I've been seeing you in the chat lately. If you're down, hey, we could chat. Let me know. I see you're on Discord. It's up to you. We could chat, shoot the shit, as the saying goes. Hiya, everybody. Hello. I don't know, whatever's going on, whatever you got on your mind. There's so much going on. I had a busy day, so I was just like trying to catch up on stuff. There's like the, I saw that breast milking situation. I don't know what that's all about. I saw Matt Walsh was like having a full-blown meltdown over that. Maybe you can explain that for me and we could chat about it. I think I saw that you tweeted about it. Oh, good. All right. I'll buzz you. Hold up. How do I do it? Start voice call. Voice call? Yeah. Okay. I'll start a voice call. See how this works. First time doing this. Turn down the ocarina. Hey, hello. Can you hear me?
What's up? Oh, yeah.
Hey, yo. What's up? How you doing, man? Welcome.
I'm good. I just ended my own stream not too long ago.
Oh damn! Oh wow! Hope that went good.
It was interesting. My chat got hate rated tonight, but I'm all right.
Oh word! What happened?
Nothing. Just some former associates who aren't too happy with me right now. It's all right. All it's whatever. It's all whatever.
Good. Yeah, it's all good. So wait, can you explain that whole situation? What's going on with the breast milk? Because I saw you tweeted about that. What was that whole thing? Let me see.
Yeah. So basically, there's this trans advocate creator known as Nominal Naomi. I discovered her a while back because she had a really interesting debate with another trans creator on stream one time. And so I've been following her ever since. But on TikTok, she posted about how, she's about to enter into motherhood. And one of the things she talked about is how she went through a procedure to induce lactation so she can breastfeed the child, right? And she's a trans woman. So, like, a bunch of, like, far-right people saw this and got super fucking triggered over it. And so it became this, like, big viral story of everybody, like, calling her a groomer and saying that this is, like, unhealthy for the child and whatnot.
Yeah, Matt Walsh had, like, the craziest take that I've seen. That, like, he said that... how did he word it? He said something about, like, you are poisoning this child to feed your fetish or some crazy shit like that.
Yeah, they're trying to imply that, like, she's pumping herself full of, like, drugs to, like, secrete a liquid. They call it a fluid. They won't call it milk. They call it a fluid.
Yeah.
Secrete some fluid from her breast so that she can, like, poison the child. And it's like they're trying to sexualize it as if it's like a fetish or something, when in reality it's just a mother feeding their child. Like, there's nothing, like, really weird about it or anything, especially since the procedure she used to do it is something that's been done for, it's been done in cis women since the early 2000s, and it's been done in trans women since 2018.
What's the procedure again? I'm not really familiar with it. What it's just taking a hormone and it essentially causes lactation?
Yeah, so essentially, like, what it is it's called the Newman-Goldfarb protocol. And essentially, like, what they do is they have you take a supplement that increases your prolactin levels so that you can, it simulates the hormone process that a female body goes through during childbearing and childbirth. Gotcha. So that they can produce, you know, lactation, they can lactate and they can produce milk.
Yeah. And that's something that's normal. Like, the male body just starts essentially just doing it naturally. It's not really
because assigned at male bodies are capable of, they have the necessary, for lack of a better word, hardware to lactate. It's just because we don't go through that pregnancy process, we don't lactate, you know, normally.
Yeah. I found Matt Walsh's tweet. I was looking for it. This is what Matt Walsh had to say. He said he is poisoning it. By the way, like, you know, misgendering too. It just seems like Matt Walsh is really stuck on just disrespecting everybody who disagrees with him. But he says, you know, he is poisoning a child with discharge laced with synthetic hormones in order to satisfy his fetish. A just society would throw men like this in prison. And I actually saw Dick Masterson. I saw he had a pretty good take on it. He said, like, would you rather this child grow up without a parent? Like, what's wrong with you, bro? It's so crazy.
So, like, even if you – because I don't necessarily know Dick Masterson's views on, like, trans people, but I'd say that's a pretty safe take, even if you're not fully supportive of, like, trans people. That's a pretty fair take, I think, you know?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's just insane. Like you said, it's something – AMCX07, thanks for the follow. It's something that just happens naturally and that women do as well to induce lactation. Mm-hmm. So it just seems like they're, you know, folks on the right. And Matt Walsh specifically, I think he's like, he's seriously taking a turn to being a Karen. Like, he's so crazy. He did a whole diatribe about how Karen is a slur now. And, like, I don't know. He seems like he's going off the deep end.
Yeah, he's an interesting character for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah. So what's going on with you, man? What have you been up to?
Just been working on a lot of stuff. I've been building out the studio. I've been decorating stuff here. Let me hide some of this stuff so you can see it a little better. But yeah, I got a bunch of stuff over there on the couch that I'm gonna put up on these walls, and I just put up those curtains, and I'm just like trying to decorate the space and make it a little cooler. And, you know, and I'm also having to move, like, I'm in a building that I really don't like the building. It's like, I'm paying so much to live in, like, one of the worst buildings in Hollywood. So I'm just, like, moving out. Yeah. It's just not. And anyway, I'm moving out. But yeah, it's like a lot of stuff. But yeah, that's why today I'm streaming so late. I was, like, taking care of a bunch of stuff related to that, related to decorating, like, the studios here and all this other stuff. And my girlfriend just had, like, spinal surgery too, and she
yeah, I was just going to ask, how's she doing? Because I remember, like, seeing, like, the tweets about it and whatnot.
You know, she's been – it's been, like, a slower recovery process than expected. It was, like, 6 weeks for her to be back to starting to resume regular activity. But the first, like, 2-3 weeks, she, like, literally had to relearn how to walk. Like, she was incapable of holding herself up. It was very difficult for her, and she's been doing a lot of therapy, you know, trying to regain movement. She's still, sometimes she'll be walking around the house and she'll be like shaking, and you know, because it just comes out of nowhere. She had a pinched nerve that went down her, like, that controlled part of the function on her left arm, and it had pinched for years. So the blood flow had been cut and the nerve was like almost dead, but it's like partly reactivating. So that's why she gets like shocks and like weird feelings. But yeah, yesterday it was like, I don't know how many noticed, like I had to end the stream like kind of quickly. I said, oh, I got a text, I got to go. So my dog, Apollo, was at my girlfriend's house. And he started this habit of like running away. I don't think I told this story on stream yet, but do you have dogs?
We have plenty of dogs here, yes.
Yeah. Have you ever had like a pug or something?
No, never a pug.
Oh,
never.
God. I love pugs, but they're so stubborn and they're so mischievous. Like he is going through this phase where he's just running away. Like he's legitimately just like figuring out ways to escape, and he was just in her backyard like you know all the dogs were like chilling in the backyard, and he's the only one who does this. He is like, it was I think he got in this habit a couple of weeks ago. There was somebody who was changing the screens in her house, and the guy by accident left the back gate open, and Apollo and Frankie both like bolted out. Thank goodness. Jeez. I have AirTags on them, so I found them like in the other block. Like I ran after them when I found out, but you know they're fine. They're doing great. But like Apollo, ever since then, he's like feels like he can walk around on the street by himself. So he'll like, you'll open the door and he'll just like bolt out of the door. Like he did that today. I had to run after him and grab him. He was like on the sidewalk already, ran all the way down the driveway. So
jeez.
Yeah. So yesterday though, he started digging by the fence to get to the, he's like a very friendly dog and he wants to say hi to every dog. And he heard there was another dog in the other fence behind the neighbor's fence. So he started digging like crazy to get in there, like literally eating the dirt. And he got stuck under the fence. And my girlfriend Raven heard him, you know, and she like is like trying to look for him, and she finds him, and you know, she's like, she can't do anything strenuous, right? So she's like trying to grab him, take him out, and she ends up hitting the top of her head on the fence. So yeah, like she immediately, you know, because she got spinal neurosurgery on her spine, she like immediately had to go to the emergency room. So I ran out of here. Yeah, so I had to run out of here. And a neighbor of hers drove her to the emergency room. I met her at the hospital. Then, you know, we spent all night. They did a CT scan and then an MRI. And they saw that, you know, everything was fine. But she was in a lot of pain all night. And, you know, we got there. I think we got there. It was like 8. I got there like 8:30, 8:45. And we left the hospital. It was like 5 in the morning. So,
jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anytime you're caring for someone that, like, maybe it's like, you know, they're recovering from something like that, or they have a disability, like, it's a lot of work, but, you know, yeah, like, good for you for, like, helping her out with that stuff.
Yeah. It's been, you know, it's been so stressful for her. And, like, a lot of the times I just want to, I want to figure out ways that I can just make it easier for her. But, like, when it comes to recovery like this, you just have to, it's just your body has to heal, right? You kind of just have to leave your body alone for a minute and let the body heal. But during that process, it can just be so excruciatingly painful because you lose your liberty to do stuff that you would normally do. And she's like a very independent person who's like, who just likes to do everything herself, right? She's like a real self-starter. So, but yeah, it was, you know, it's just kind of a scare, but and now I have to figure out how to get Apollo to stop doing this kind of stuff. I was thinking like they have these like this virtual fencing that you can put in, like, you know, that's just a collar, like it vibrates on the collar. Leash him. He's always leashed. He's always on leash. It's just he runs out. He finds different ways. And I can't keep him if he's in the backyard with the other dogs. The other dogs are just running around peeing and pooping and playing, and he's like the only one to like try to find ways to escape all the time. So, you know, I have to. There's like this virtual fencing thing that I saw that it's like it doesn't shock him. It just like vibrates, right? And mm-hmm. it should stop him from like running. Invisible fence, yeah, that's what it's called. It's supposed to like stop dogs from going after, like going beyond a certain perimeter. You know,
right?
So that's what I'm thinking of. I just may have to get that because he's a little too nutty. You know.
Well, hopefully that works out for you guys then, because yeah, like the smaller dogs and the younger dogs there, yeah, they'll definitely try to take off like that. Yeah.
Yeah. How have you ever had your dogs do that kind of stuff? You have any mischievous dogs?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
My wife and I, we used to have a dog that unfortunately passed away back in 2020. But like, yeah, she would do that sometimes. Like if we would have like a delivery at the door or something,
yeah,
we'd go to get it and she'd like run out and we'd have to go after her. So yeah, it was a little, she was a Yorkie.
Oh, Yorkie. So, It's the little ones.
It's always like, the little ones. It's always the little ones.
They feel like they're much bigger than their, what do you call it? Their britches or breeches or whatever it is.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Pants. And it's funny because they don't have any plan for where they're going. They just run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, let's see how far I can get. Like today he like ran to the sidewalk and like, thank goodness there was somebody there on the sidewalk, because a person like stopped and Apollo just ran up to them and started sniffing them. So that was like, you know, that's what got him to stop running.
Gotcha. For sure. It's crazy. Like, I was just thinking right now, about a year ago, if you had told me that I would be in this call with you right now, I probably would have never believed you.
Oh, yeah. We weren't really on good terms about a year ago. No, yeah.
Definitely not. Definitely not. But like, I have this like different way of looking at things now where I think like, you know, not really like staying mad at people all the time. And then also like, I think people have the ability to like be redeemed and stuff like that. So I don't know, dude, I'm just not about, that just staying angry at people all the time life anymore.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you, you taking a second chance and allowing me, to redeem myself in your eyes. Cause it's, you know, I recognize it did a lot of, really aggressive fucked up shit. And, it's like, you know, I totally understand if people don't want to like associate with me anymore. I think it's fine, you know. But you know, like I'm of the same mindset. Like, you know, especially going through everything I went through. Like, I you know, you fuck up. I fucked up, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think I had a certain perspective on how things had to be. And like, I just realized, nah, bro, that's not really like, what are you doing? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
have those, exactly.
Those like waking moments where you like realize, this is like, it could be so much easier if I would just like chill the fuck out and like just kind mm-hmm. of enjoy the journey instead of trying to make everything harder than it is.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of going through that transformation in my own life right now where like I'm kind of looking back on like a lot of the things that I've done in the past and I'm not too proud of some of that stuff.
Yeah.
And kind of like just working on personal growth this year. Yeah. I was one of the few people who was in support of iDubbbz doing the same, and people weren't too happy about it, but it's just, I don't know, I'm getting older and I'm starting to look at things differently, and I don't know, it's time for change in my life, man.
I get it. It's you know, I think I said this in part of the commentary I said about the iDubbbz thing. I said, you know, if the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and refusing to change, the same thing is, you know, if you refuse to change, you're essentially doing the same thing. So it's kind of insane to just stick yourself in the mud and say, I'm going to be this way forever and never try to evolve or change the way that I am to, you know, try to make things better or, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody hits that point at some point in their life where they're just like, you know what I've been doing all this time, probably not the best in the world, yeah. So it's time to make some changes, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think that the way that you know that change is working is usually when, one, like, things get easier and they feel less stressful. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. That's a lot of what I've been experiencing lately. There was a lot of some of the things that I was doing and some of the crowds that I was associating with and stuff like that. It just caused a lot of like unnecessary stress. Yeah. And it was like genuinely not good for like my mental health. And so it was one of those things where I had to stop denying the fact that these things were contributing to a lot of the issues that I was dealing with. So I just kind of had to rip the Band-Aid off and kind of go my own way and do my own thing.
Yeah. That ripping off of the Band-Aid can be kind of scary at first. But, yeah,
definitely.
But the more time that passes after like you rip that Band-Aid off, the more you're like, do you ever feel like this where you're like relieved you ended up just ripping it off and thinking like, why didn't I do this earlier? Like,
yeah, I mean, literally, that's kind of because I've been kind of in this process of I've really wanted to make changes for like the past year in my yeah. life, right? And so I've kind of tried in the past and it just didn't kind of work out.
Yeah.
But earlier this year, I finally said, screw it. It's time to just move forward in a different direction with my life. And I'm honestly much happier that I did. And I'm in a much better headspace now.
Well, good for you, man. I like hearing that people are doing good. If you don't mind me asking, was there a specific moment or were there like several moments that caused you to like come to this realization? Like was there a catalyst?
You know, so, a lot of, what this comes down to, right, is like my, association with like, certain communities, in the YouTube space.
Uh-huh.
And, I started realizing like those communities were kind of like not a healthy place for me to be. And the real like eye opener for me was, you know, obviously I was kind of in the drama scene, right, on YouTube. Uh-huh. So covering a lot of drama content, I still do, but I think there's a way to do it where it's not as like toxic and whatnot. But anyway, that's a whole nother discussion.
Yeah.
But I started to realize like the impact of like the content I was putting out there mm-hmm. when I became the one that was in the crosshairs. I had like a situation that happened to me where I got involved in some drama last year. And so I was the one in the crosshairs. I was the one on the receiving end of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? This isn't a very good feeling. And when I'm critical of people in my videos, this is what happens to them. So
yeah.
It was a real eye-opener for me where I'm like, yeah, you know what? I don't think I want to be a part of that anymore.
Yeah. You get to kind of see the other side of the coin. I got to be
honest.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was kind of the same thing with me because like, there's a lot of the times I think that different people have different motivations when they're doing their criticism. But a lot of it comes from like a genuine good place of like either wanting something, a situation to improve or the person you're commenting on to improve or just the world to improve. Like people have different aspirations with their commentary, right? But I think at the end of the day, you end up, at least in my situation, I ended up seeing that over time, the way that I was executing that ended up not being the most fruitful way of executing it. You know what I mean? That ended up actually contributing right. more to what I was trying to reduce than the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I mentioned before, like I think there's a way to kind of, because I mean, let's be honest, people love drama. Like people will deny it, but people love drama. So I think there's a way to cover those kind of topics without being as like toxic or like building an audience that like goes and like attacks people like that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like the direction I'm going in right now. I just kind of, when somebody does something silly on the internet that's worth laughing at, we just kind of have a laugh about it, or we have like an actual discussion around it rather than just like this like vitriolic hatred towards a person. Yeah. So it's the same content, but it's a different way of doing it, I think.
I agree. Yeah. When you get trapped in that whole like vitriolic hate and just like trying to, I guess like almost weaponizing your influence to semi insert yourself into the situation, then that shit starts getting real dark, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And another thing like I found like really rewarding lately is something that I've always kind of been interested in, like expressing my politics a little bit more.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where like I'm sure you'll know, like other creators will always tell you like don't do that because you'll alienate your audience or something like that. Yeah. And I'm kind of at an age where like, I don't care. I kind of want to be honest with how I feel about things. Oh. So that's been very rewarding too, being able to just be like really open about how I feel about different social issues and whatnot.
Yeah. I've been feeling the same thing. It's like, it's really freeing, you know? That being said, what do you think about this whole City by Karen thing?
You know, I see a lot of people talking about that. I genuinely haven't had a chance to look into this at all. What is that?
Oh, shit. I'd love to get your thoughts on it. So the City by Karen thing, there was this video that went viral. Like, I guess it's been 2 weeks almost. And it was very out of context video. It showed this woman who's a hospital worker at Bellevue. She's a physician's assistant. Her name has since been released. She has a GoFundMe with her name on it. So it's, I guess at this point, it's okay to say her name. Her name's Sarah Jane Comrie. So she ended up in this video, she's seen like struggling over this public city bike with a 17-year-old kid, right?
Okay.
And she's trying to, hey, JD Power, thanks for the follow. Oh, and by the way, Mo Moon, thanks for the bits. Appreciate you. Anyway, in the video, you see her struggling over this city bike, and the kid, the whole video is saying, no, it's in my account and this and that. And, you know, she ends up like taking his phone away from him, and his friends are yelling at her, and she's yelling. She's like, just get off the bike. And it's a very, you know, very charged, very emotionally charged situation. And, she ends up like crying, or at least fake crying, it appears. And like, and then walking away, and then that's where the video ended. Anyway, she got a lot of hate off of that. It went super viral on TikTok, on Twitter, and then a couple of days after that, she was put on leave by her hospital while they investigated. And then like a day or so after that, her lawyer, she got an employment lawyer, her lawyer ended up releasing her receipt, but it had the timestamp of the rental, of the bike rental, redacted, right? And then right when her lawyer released the receipt, he also started saying, oh, we're going to sue everybody who called her a Karen. And the GoFundMe says, you know, save her reputation from being called a Karen and this and that. And a lot of people ended up saying, you know what, this situation is kind of fucked up. She got canceled and she hadn't rented the bike. It's not what we actually thought it was. And da-da-da. So she got a lot of like goodwill, especially from people on the right, and that even prompted Matt Walsh to make that video saying like the word Karen is a slur and all that. So
that's where that comes from. Okay.
Yeah. So like a day or so after that, the sister of the kid who was seen in the video struggling with the Karen with Sarah for the bike, his sister released his receipts. Apparently, he had already rented the bike like an hour before that, And because of his membership, he had to redock the bike and, you know, to avoid paying fees. And he sat on the bike for about 5 minutes. And apparently, because this is an electric bike, she saw the bike, saw that it was docked, asked him for it. He said no. When he said no, she just kind of like jumped on the bike and scanned it anyway. And that's where the video started, apparently. Even though there were bikes available, and you see it in the video, you see his friend is sitting on the bike next to him, to his left, and there's next to his friend, there's an open bike, but it's not an electric bike, right?
Oh, okay.
So, like, a lot of people are, you know, people are saying that she, like, weaponized her tears and her whiteness to get these kids in trouble. If the police had actually shown up, they could have gotten hurt, you know. There's, like, a whole conversation around this. So yeah, I would just be curious. I know I kind of gave you a rundown. I feel like you'd feel more comfortable like maybe watching the whole thing. But that's the, you know, to see, to form your own opinion. But yeah, that's the gist of it.
In case it sounds like a typical like YouTube drama where people jump to conclusions right from the start, and then as more information come out, then they have to like, whoa, hold on, maybe it's a little bit different. And like as the moving parts kind of like come out over time, like it basically people start changing their opinions. It's pretty wild.
Yeah it was it's an absolutely insane situation, and it got so polarizing because it got political like 1 week into it, and
of course
it became right versus left, and you know, who believes her and who do you believe and what does it say about American society and like all this stuff. And you know, it really, I mean, I think the only weird thing about the jumping to conclusions is there were people actually legitimately wanting her to lose her job. Like, she was doxxed almost immediately on TikTok, which I don't like. Yeah, it was like, it was about a day and she got doxxed, which I don't like. I think it's weird to just dox someone over an out of context video, you know? But, you know, afterwards there were people saying, oh, she should 100% lose her job just based off of the video, which I also think is wrong. You know, I think that until there's like at least for her job, like a full investigation, and you know what the chain of events is and what caused that specific clip to look the way that it is, like, she shouldn't lose her job. Because if it's that crazy, if it happens to anyone, like, it's just, I don't know. I just feel like it's a slippery slope and people would be losing their jobs left and right, you know?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of, like, people trying to, like, go for people's jobs or income like that when it comes to stuff like that either.
Yeah.
I actually agree. Yeah, that's like, it's like you said, it's a slippery slope. And it's something that, like, you know, you might be in favor of whoever is the, you know, canceled person of the week this week, but it could be you next week and then it won't feel so good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people in the chat are asking, will she refund the GoFundMe? That's a good question. She raised over $120,000 in her defense.
Jesus.
Yeah, she raised a lot of money very quickly. And the thing is that, like, it's still unclear, like, who was in possession of the bike, unless there's the beginning of the video that shows, you know, unless we can see if she really did, like, accost this 17-year-old kid to, like, take over his bike. You know, that I feel like that would provide more context to who was the real aggressor. But I just think it's so crazy. She raised $120,000 in less than a week, which is nuts.
Jeez, man. Yeah, I'm going to have to like look into this a little bit more because my chat keeps asking me about it. Yeah. And I just haven't had a chance to look into it because there's so many other things going on.
Yeah, people are saying it's 140K now. So, yeah, 20K from yesterday to today.
Dear Lord.
Yeah, that's Dear a lot Lord. Of money. That is a lot.
Must
of money.
Be nice.
Yeah, it must be nice. Can you imagine making 120K in a week? That's fucking nuts.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Jeez. Anyway, well, it was nice talking to you a little bit.
It was nice talking to you too, man. I know you probably got stuff to do. So, yeah, it's like late at night. Go enjoy the rest of your night. Feel free to drop in anytime you want. Yeah. I usually don't stream this late. But, you know, whenever you want to drop in, feel free.
Yeah, sure. Why not? All right. You have a good one, man.
All right. You too, bro.
Bye.
All right. Bye. All right, chat. What's up? Sorry, I was kind of ignored you guys. Let's send some good stuff to Tipster. He just dropped in. Yeah, say bye to Tipster. Send him some positive vibes. So yeah, how's chat doing? Who was that? That was Tipster. Yeah, that was Tipster. Def, you just got tipped. I just got the tip. I just got the tip. By the way, my acai, I ordered acai because I feel a little nostalgic right now. It's my homeland, okay? It's from my homeland. It's food from my homeland that I'm getting right now. Put that on a shirt and sell it. I just got the tip. I think that's his merch. I think that's his merch. If it's not, it should be his merch because that's fucking hilarious. Just the tip. Give me just the tip. Oh, no. Why is Eddie Murphy trending? Okay, thank God. I mean, Tina Turner just passed away. I was like, I'm not ready for Eddie Murphy, bro. Please. Somebody made their comedian top 10 list. Here, let me see this. You guys agree with this list? George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Dave Chappelle, Robin Williams, Louis C.K., Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, Amy Schumer, Kevin Hart, Jim Gaffigan. Did Elon fumble trend on Twitter? Did the Elon fumble trend on what happened with the Elon? Let me see. Hassan's trending as always. Let me see. Elon fumble. Who the heck is Tina Turner? Oh, you missed yesterday's episode. Oh, you missed it. We don't need another hero. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, Elon fumble. I don't see it trending. Oh, he fucked up the Twitter space thing? We should probably look at that, yeah. Let me see. Because that was with Ron DeSantis. Wanted to. So, for context, anybody who may not be up on this, Ron DeSantis was supposed to announce his presidential campaign in a Twitter space yesterday. Hey, everybody. Yes, I see you. Hey, welcome. Welcome to the late night stream. That's the most nostalgic song ever? Yes. How do you like your acai? Well, I'm getting it basic with granola and bananas. Hey, Disney Mag 26, thanks for the follow. Appreciate you. Ron DeSantis Twitter. Let's see. Is there any news coverage of it? Because I would just rather watch the news coverage than to have to watch the whole thing. Okay, here we go. CNBC. Plagued. Should we? I feel like CNBC. Okay, this is a 2-minute video. Let's go with a shorter recap. So this is on ABC.
Ron DeSantis, and I'm running.
Ron DeSantis? Wait, why did he say his name wrong?
I'm Ron DeSantis.
Oh, Ron G. He's saying it with an accent. That's how you say it in Portuguese or Spanish. DeSantis. That'd be like DeSantis. Why is he saying it with half? Like he's saying it with half a Latino accent. He's saying it with like half a Latino accent and then the other half English accent. He's drunk, probably.
I'm Ron DeSantis.
I'm Ron. It sounds like he's saying I'm Ron G. Santis. Sandy Balls.
I'm Ron DeSantis, and I'm running for president.
This morning, a very rocky rollout. Governor Ron DeSantis' team trying to recover after a glitchy start to his campaign.
All right, sorry about that. We've got so many people here that I think we are kind of melting the servers.
DeSantis claiming he, quote, broke the internet, but the audio-only chat with billionaire Elon Musk plagued by technical troubles.
There's so many people. That's unfortunate. I would like to have never seen this before.
Frustration heard on hot mics.
Just keep crashing, huh?
The live stream cutting out and the event delayed for nearly a half hour before finally...
I am running for president of the United States.
Oh, my God. Can we watch? We got to watch Trump's response to this, because Trump's response was actually hilarious. Okay. Trump's response was fucking hilarious to this shit. Okay. I know a lot of people hate Trump, but holy shit, is he a genius at clapbacks. Okay. And the fact he had the video like ready to go, folks.
To lead our great American comeback.
Overnight, DeSantis brushing it off.
It did break the Twitter space, and so we're really excited with the enthusiasm.
Arguing he's the best choice to take on President Biden.
You gotta.
I mean, you could literally run a broomstick against Biden. I think it would be more qualified. Biden is like technically not even there. He's like going through the Reagan, where like everybody else is just puppeting him. He just goes up there. They say, "All right, say something about the economy, jobs, and children." And he goes up there. The economy should get more jobs. And
I got hairy legs.
Don't forget that, children.
Got to be able to win. And then when you get in office, you've got to be able to deliver results.
But his critics could hardly contain their delight, especially former President Trump slamming the Twitter.
I miss Obama too. Holy shit, I miss Obama. I gotta be. Obama was so good. We had it so good with Obama. We didn't even fucking know. No, we did know we had it so good with Obama. But it was so what, like,
announcement as a disaster. Even President Biden tweeting a fundraising page, dryly pointing out this link works. With the race in its infancy, Governor DeSantis trails Mr. Trump, the GOP frontrunner, by more than 25 points in many polls. But DeSantis is well ahead of any other potential challengers for now.
He's just an echo of Trump. I mean, I think that's not what the American people want to see.
In Miami, a group of protesters gathered outside a DeSantis fundraising meeting in an upscale hotel. We spoke with one of his donors, who was in the room with other supporters as the glitches unfolded.
Because of the glitches, in hindsight, should he have stuck with a more traditional announcement?
I don't think so. I think it's who Governor DeSantis is. Look, he's a bold leader that's willing to try new things, and he's not...
Bold is not what I think of when I think of Ron DeSantis, okay? Ron DeSantis. DeSantis. It's so hard. It's like, your brain, if you're bilingual, like, your brain switches to the language you're speaking in... And, like, it's common to throw in words from, like, both languages in there. But, like, to change the pronunciation of a word from both, like, to have both pronunciations of two languages in one, like, it's just stupid. It really is.
I'm going to just do.
Oh, we'll read his truths on Truth Social afterwards. It was genius stuff. I got to give Trump credit where credit is due.
The cookie-cutter approach.
All right, so I guess Governor DeSantis needs to...
Yeah, just say DeSantis, or say DeSantis.
Bounce back. What's his plan?
Like, he wants to appeal to Latinos, but only so much, okay? He wants to say, yes, Latinos, I'm like you. I'm you, okay? So G, that's what you get. You get the G, D. Instead of D, I don't say DeSantis, okay? I say DeSantis. DeSantis.
Plan.
Well, Hoda, Governor DeSantis is set to meet with donors and fundraisers here in Miami later today. And despite the glitches, his campaign says it raised more than $1 million.
All right, Meg, thanks for stopping by. I hope you're doing good.
$1 million in that first hour. And Governor DeSantis is now planning to head to campaign events across the country next week, beginning Tuesday in Iowa. Hoda.
All right, Gabe Gutierrez.
Okay, let's see these truths. See the Trumpian truths. My acai is almost here. Trump. DeSantis. Where is his response? Oh, he's been fucking... He's been memeing the shit out of this. Hold on. He's been memeing the fucking shit out of this. Do I need a Truth Social account to see his account? No fucking way. No, come on. So fucking annoying. Anyway, he's been, so this is the first, this is the first meme that Trump shared, okay? He literally shared a screenshot of Elon Musk of the Twitter space. Elon Musk, Ron DeSantis, George Soros, I don't know this guy's, the devil, the FBI, Adolf Hitler, and Dick Cheney. Like, he's so fucking out of pocket. And then he's, Rob, my red button is bigger, better, stronger, and is working. Truth, yours does not. Per my conversation with Kim Jong-un of North Korea, soon to become my friend. Oh, my God. This is
the Washington.
This is, I think this is the ad he released afterwards. Look at this shit. This shit's fucking glorious.
The Washington established politicians like to.
Hey, Def, instead of going on this desperate red pill arc with annoying tryhard, how about you? Huh? What are you talking about? I was literally, I don't even know. First off, I didn't even know. I'm not even going to entertain that. That's like, it has to be a troll. My acai is here.
Talk about how they can be just like Donald Trump. The truth? There's only one Donald Trump. Only one who gave us the largest tax cuts in history. Who gave vets the health care they deserve. And stood up to China. And protected your job. Only one who kept us out of endless wars.
Hold up, let me go get my acai.
While destroying our terrorist enemies. Only one who fundamentally changed the Supreme Court, was called the most pro-life president in history, and relentlessly protected our Second Amendment rights and our borders. Why would we ever settle for Trump imposters?
Make America great again.
When there's only one, starting day one, who can make America great again.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Hold up. This is this it? I don't think this is the actual one. Let me see. There was another one. Trump. DeSantis.
Makes Jeb Bush look like.
Where the fuck is that ad?
Facts come out, you.
I really want to see that. This is so fucking.
To our Ron DeSantis Twitter space.
Hello?
Look at this.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our Ron DeSantis Twitter space.
Hello? Is my microphone working correctly?
George, can you just wait while we...
Hello? Can you hear me?
We can all hear you, George. Can you just hold on for a second?
Hilfa, I don't think they can hear me.
I can hear you fine, George. Just speak to the microphone.
I don't think George knows how to use Twitter.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Can I please make my big announcement now? Everyone just...
Hello?
Just shut up, George.
Can somebody just mute George?
This is so fucking hilarious. How the president, the former president of the United States, the guy who's running, is like literally sharing fucking, look at these fucking memes, bro. This is like the most boomer shit I've ever seen. It's fucking hilarious.
Dick, could you try not to cough on the.
Okay, so how are we going to take out Trump, you guys?
Guys from the FBI, this is not a private call. This is a public Twitter space. Everyone can listen in.
God damn it.
Anyway, guys, we invited everyone to this this Twitter space so Governor Ron DeSantis could...
Everyone just shut the hell up so I can make my announcement, okay?
You go, girl.
Wait, the devil is gay?
So what? Everyone in this call is gay.
I happen
to know every single one of you has a secret gay lover.
Feigling!
Natürlich kenne ich zulassen, dass die Soldaten, die für Sie verbringen,
feigling!
trigger.
Guys, can we please just calm down?
So anyway, guys, I just wanted to announce that I'm...
Okay, I can hear the governor very well.
Shut up, would George. You please shut up already? I'm running for fucking president, okay?
Yeah, we kind of already knew about it.
We already know, governor.
Congratulations, governor.
Well, that concludes our Twitter space for today. Thank you to all of our...
Hold your horses, Elon. The real president is going to say a few...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
A few words. The devil, I'm going to kick your ass very soon. Hitler, you're already dead. Dick Cheney, sounds like you'll be joining Hitler very soon. Klaus Schwab and George Soros, I'm putting both your asses in jail. And Ron DeSanctimonious can kiss my big, beautiful 2024 presidential ass. Trump 2024, baby. Let's go.
Hold up, let me get the music back on. I'm eating acai. It's Brazilian food. You guys see Kanye's new outfit? Somebody know what the hell's going on with Kanye? He's walking around with police t-shirts. Wearing shoulder pads in socks. And he's not like going to put sneakers on. He's like literally in socks. Is gender affirming care? You guys.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our Ronda.
DeSantis. Who's Vanessa and why is she trending? Why is Squidward so funny? Does anybody know why Squidward is so funny?
Name any card?
Any card, yep.
Any card, yeah.
Use reverse logic of what you're gonna do. So try to now switch it, but now quickly switch it back to what you're gonna do the first time.
Five of hearts.
I knew that was gonna happen, by the way. And I was just prepping to show you this thing. I knew that you were gonna choose the five of hearts. So when I showed you the Sharpie like this, just rub it with your thumb. No, let him rub it. Take this. Go ahead, rub it. No, like this with the heat. Rub it here, like that. Yeah, that's good.
It says five of hearts.
God.
What the f***?
And it looks like Sharpie.
I need to use one of your phones for this as well.
You don't have to open by any chance the photo album and do any kind of
No, but you can, no. Okay, so this is your phone though, correct?
Correct. It's got cheeseburgers on the
but
back.
But I'm saying this is your phone, it's not my phone, something like
correct.
That.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to take a picture of the two of you together. Okay, perfect. So here, I'm going to put this here, okay, like this, and close the wallet. Good. Now, and come over. We'll put it on top of here.
Okay.
Okay, so when we do this, you pull some halfway out. Doesn't matter. Pull some. Which one? Which one was the first? That one or this one?
Yeah, no.
Which one, Logan? This is where you make a break.
No,
this is where you
make a break. I got it.
I like that you didn't go for the obvious.
Yeah, it's not obvious.
Well, you didn't go for anything.
Don't let me see it. Let him see it. You could let them see it. Don't let me see it.
That feels like a good one.
Yeah, right? Right?
Watch how fast this is. Look. This is a put it here. Watch this. Look.
Yeah, Mike got the turkey special, right? He went to Turkey and got the hairline transplant.
Did I just do anything?
Look, according to what my card is gone.
Card is gone. Can you flip it open? Flip it open.
Flip the wallet open.
Open, yeah. Open it up. And slide. Here, look. Look. This is.
How do you do that?
Oh, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do the same trick twice. Close it. And I'm not going to touch it, okay? Is that fair? You know what? Do this. Come, but here. No. But pull. I'm going to show you how I do it. Pull some halfway out. Some. Which one?
Eight of diamonds.
Okay, fine. Or the three. Which is this one? So look. Yeah, watch this. It's fine here. Eight of diamonds is now in the wallet.
Here's what I wanted to say quickly. What you're saying is not humanly possible.
The eight of diamonds is in the wallet.
Can he open it this time?
Yeah.
Would be David Blaine.
No, when I say it's in the wallet, I don't mean this wallet. Remember we took a picture with the phone? Can you open the wallet? Look in the picture of the wallet.
Wait, that's not possible. Again, that's not possible. If the eight of diamonds is in the photos.
No. Bro, it's not possible. What you're doing is.
I don't understand at all.
It doesn't make any sense. How is he able to mimic a digital image inside of my locked f***ing device? Yeah. Like the photo we took did not exist.
What, if we had looked at that photo before I chose the eight, what would have been in the wallet?
My guess, the secrets to the human civilization. I have no idea. Alien, like the video you stole with your butt.
Play on repeat.
Literally.
It's so crazy. I fucking love David Blaine.
Really quick here, who's single? Show of hands. Show of hands. Kind of ish. You're kind of ish, but you're pregnant. Hello? Are you on dating apps right now?
Absolutely not. No.
No dating apps?
I stopped doing what I do for work when I met the person I got pregnant from.
So. Wait, hold on. But so you do traditional... I'm just fucking whatever. You do traditional...
I was doing it up until I met this person, and I was very comfortable with them, so I stopped doing it like a week into us talking. I like stopped doing the actual corn, like mm-hmm. being on a website. I haven't shot anything at all since I met him.
Can I ask you, I'm so sorry.
No, go ahead.
As
go
someone
ahead.
Who's done that before for a partner that I met, totally regret it. Why did you quit porn for a person?
Honestly.
The Whatever Podcast is like, I feel like the Whatever Podcast is Fresh and Fit light. Like, they're not as disrespectful to the women. And also, there are a lot of women who go on there and, like, are more freely or more feel more comfortable just, like, speaking and pushing back. Fresh and Fit makes the environment of their podcast, like, so hostile towards women right off the bat. Because they... Just from the questions that they ask when they go around to the women, like they immediately try to put all of them on their back foot. But this, the Whatever Podcast, I mean, it does seem like the women get treated more fairly and they feel more comfortable expressing themselves. You know, because like on Fresh and Fit, like a woman will say something and Myron will immediately go, "No, you're a fucking idiot. Shut up. You deserve nothing." Wish they'd pull in the mics, though. Yeah, that happens sometimes on this podcast. It's a problem with having these kinds of mic stands. I used to have those. They're really not that good. Myron's a 35-year-old ex-fed. Yeah, he is. Snitch!
Honestly, I just have been getting...
Dev, please, for the love of God, listen to more H3 and less red-pilled freaks. I mean, sure. I mean, if you just want me to sit here and watch people who agree with me or who have a similar point of view, it's up to you. Personally, I feel like it's better content and it's way more fun if I watch stuff that is challenging, right? That isn't necessarily from people who agree with me, and we can have a more productive conversation. You know, I know what you're saying, Biggs, and I respect it. But, like, it would be essentially, like, it would be a circle jerk, right? If I'm just watching H3 and Hassan and, you know, I did open up a Destiny video here because I'm curious.
Republican Party.
I'm curious to see what Destiny has to say about this whole thing. You know, because I feel like he's a little more moderate. But, yeah, like, you know.
There's been a lot.
Zach complains about it. Complains about what? I think maybe if you don't disavow this stuff, it's like platforming. I mean, yeah, but I'm actively like challenging this stuff, you know? So I feel like that's a disavow in and of itself, you know? And I just explained my rationale why I think the Fresh and Fit podcast is hostile towards women, right? So Destiny can get these nuts.
A lot of stuff in the industry that's been going on that mm-hmm. I was already kind of getting tired of. So yeah. I was slowly transitioning out of it and going more towards OnlyFans because I like being able to in charge and being mm-hmm. able to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
So I like that. So I was already kind of getting out of it, and I just really do care and appreciate this person very much. And, you know, he didn't tell me to stop doing it, but I could tell that it made him uncomfortable.
Yeah, they never have to tell you.
Yeah.
You
can tell, I could tell that it made him uncomfortable, and, like, I really do care about this person. I'm trying to make it work. So for now, I'm not going to be working in the corn industry.
What are your long-term goals?
I mean, that's their clip. There's, like, literally nothing. She's just, I mean, this is a prime example of how they're way more accepting than Fresh and Fit. On Fresh and Fit, you would have said, like, yeah, I'm an OnlyFans model. I retired from doing, you know, porn, and I have a child now. They would have said, your life sucks. You're awful. Never marry. Never meet a man. Men hate you. Like, that's literally what they would have said. And here they just kind of posted the clip of her telling her story with no pushback.
So I'm starting to make better money on OnlyFans right now, and I want to get like Airbnb properties.
Nice.
Also, I lived in Israel. I served.
The debate of it in and of itself is actually pretty interesting. I think Pearl is Pearl does a good job debating. There are like six women here, or seven women who disagree with her. She does a good job holding her own, even though I don't agree with most of what Pearl says. But Myron is a walking projection of his insecurities. Yeah. Before H3 talked about it, their videos. I had no idea what the whatever podcast was until you and Jericho explained to me. Yeah. They're like a new... They've been popping up. I first saw them like maybe 2 or 3 months ago on Twitter. They had a really viral clip on Twitter. And then they you know, they're like similar to Fresh and Fit, but I feel like they're less hostile to women on their show. But it's still pretty much the same thing. It's just like, it's light, you know? It's Fresh and Fit light. Should everyone start an OF? I mean, people should start an OF if they want to. I think it's up to everyone. It's a personal decision. And, you know, they just can do whatever they want with their lives. You know? I think there's a lot of judgment around doing that. And a lot of the OFs, a lot of people who do have OFs, they're not, like, broadcasting full-on hardcore porn. It's a lot of the times it's just, like, implied. And even if it were a hardcore porn, like, who the fuck is anybody to judge anybody for how they pay their bills? You know? I feel like there are far more, like, far worse jobs that are far worse than having an OnlyFans. You know? Like being a hitman. Imagine murdering people for a living. That's pretty fucking awful. You know? Just saying. There are a lot of really awful jobs that don't contribute well or positively to society. And OnlyFans, having an OnlyFans account is definitely nowhere near the realm of like an awful job to society. If anything, we should be thankful that there are OnlyFans models and people who are actively creating content for people out there to help them relax, get some entertainment, enjoyment. You know? There are a lot of sexually frustrated people that if it weren't for OnlyFans, they'd be like literal fucking lunatics out there just holding in their cum and about to fucking explode from the blue balls. Okay? Now, yes, I'm talking mostly about men. Men go fucking crazy when they don't bust a nut. Gross. I'm sorry. Blue balls is real. It is. It's called sperm cramps. Blue balls. Blue balls is a real thing. Here, we'll look at this and then... The term blue balls is slang for epididymal hypertension. The term blue balls is slang for epididymal hypertension, which is thought to occur when you get sexually aroused for an extended period of time but don't have an orgasm or ejaculation. It's not dangerous, and it's not a reason to pressure a partner into sexual activity. Essentially, yeah, you're getting erections, which is involuntarily for men, and you're not coming. And guess what? There are a lot of OnlyFans people out there who are doing the world a favor, helping a lot of these men who are suffering from epididymal hypertension release that hypertension. Okay? Please. Also, I don't think having an OnlyFans is going to ruin your life. I don't even think doing porn. Like, there are plenty of people who are very successful. We need a soundbite for Def. One of them being my girlfriend. She's very, very successful. Why is safe and regulated prostitution illegal? I don't know. That's a whole conversation. But anyway, folks, I'm going to have to go. I have a couple of things I have to get to. It was a little bit of a later stream. I don't want to be up till 4 in the morning. But, yeah, we will be back tomorrow a little bit earlier. Very excited to keep sharing this journey with you. Anyway. I'll see you later, alligators. Bye-bye.